hiya, babe. Say, how about a little...
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie picture. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcement. Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like the fellow just said, Maisie the Deer. Yeah, I was born in Brooklyn, right in the very shadow of the promised land, Ebbets Field. I guess I'm no different than any girl who works for a living. I read the morning paper to see what's new with Dick Tracy and rush down to the subway. In New York, 5 million people ride the subway every day. And I always manage to get into the car that has the 5 million in it. That's why, as long as I can remember, I've had one ambition. To have a car of my own. And this morning, it looked like my dream was about to come true. I kind of felt I could afford a used car because I was working at the Fulton department store and the job looked steady. I'd been on it 3 days and hadn't been fired yet. So I went down to a used car lot to pick out my first car. I didn't really have the money yet to buy anything, but I didn't think it would do any harm to look.
You won't make a mistake, Miss Revere, to buy this car. Let's listen to that motor. Let's do it purr.
What'd you say?
I said the motor's so smooth you can hardly hear it.
You better talk louder. The motor's so noisy I can't hear you.
What'd you say?
Oh, never mind. I don't think I'm interested in this convertible cement mixer. Just let me off at the nearest subway station. I'm going to be late for work.
Let's not make any hasty decisions, baby. We're a reliable firm. Every car we sell, we stand behind.
Well, stand behind this one, buddy, and push. I'm in a hurry to get to work.
Oh, now look, chick, every car we sell is guaranteed. You give me 80 bucks and I'll give you this lovely car, and no questions asked.
Well, maybe. First, I'll have to drive it myself. Step on the brakes and stop down the corner first.
Okay, baby.
Well, I guess 4th Street will do. Now let me get behind the wheel.
Okay.
There.
Miss, look out!
Well, I gotta be going now. Gotta get to the store.
Oh, wait a minute. Just look at that car. It's all smashed to bits.
Yeah, and I just nudged that pole with it and it fell apart. Well, on second thought, I don't think I'm interested in buying that particular car. Well, bye now, and thanks for your courtesy.
Oh, no, you don't. Come on into that drugstore with me while I phone and tell the boss.
Now, wait a minute, mister. There's only one type of man that can order me around.
Yeah.
And you're the type.
Hello, Smiling Frank's used car lot. Smiling himself, talking.
Hello, boss. This is Jack. Hey, you remember I took that Revere dame out to demonstrate the green coupe?
Hey, you mean that 1928 model?
No. The old one. Well, we're out here on Sunland Boulevard. That car's a total wreck.
Naturally, that's why I'm letting it go for 80 bucks.
Now, look, boss, I'm trying to tell you. The dame drove it into a telephone pole. I want you to send the wrecking car to pick it up. Car's on Sunland between 8th and 9th.
Yeah, sure. I'll send the truck. Where's the car exactly? Closer to 8th or closer to 9th?
It's from 8th to 9th. Hey, boss, what'll I do? The dame's outside the booth waiting.
What's to do? You collect the dough and you get out back here and take over for me for a while. My cheeks are getting sore from all this smiling.
But she ain't got the dough. She's only a dame that works as a sales girl in the department store.
Well, so what? You know what to do.
Okay, boss, okay. But my heart won't be in it. Well, girlie, I just told Smiling Frankie what happened.
And?
He stopped smiling.
Oh, I'm sorry. He has such lovely teeth.
So have you, baby. It's a shame.
What's a shame, signed worried stiff?
What'll happen to them bicuspidors of yours if you don't come across?
Oh, please, mister, I don't know you that well.
I mean for that wreck you just wrecked. That'll be $80.34, approximately.
34 cents?
Yeah, that's for the tax.
Ah, you mean the things that help the car together. Well, okay, I've got just enough money on me to pay it.
The price of the car?
No, the tax.
I have grave fears, doll, that will not do.
Oh, but gee, suppose I can't raise the money. What do you do? That's what I thought.
Well, and why are we late this morning, Miss Revere?
Well,
a likely story.
It's this way, Mr. Snark. I had an accident in a car.
Well, that's a new one.
No, it was an old one. Mr. Snark, I'm in trouble.
I'm glad.
I need $8.
Indeed.
Isn't there any way I can borrow in advance of my salary?
Well, you might talk to Mr. Endicott, the store manager. He sometimes lets down the bars if there's a female concern.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about him. He's a greyhound.
A greyhound?
Yeah. Too fast to be a wolf.
Who's there?
I'd like to see you, Mr. Endicott.
Oh, a girl. Well, how are you?
Mr. Endicott, I'm Maisie Revere, and I work here. Well, I don't know whether you've noticed me.
Of course I've noticed you, Miss Revere. You're a girl, aren't you? And a very pretty girl.
Oh, Mr. Endicott, you say that to all the girls here.
Yes, truly, little devil, aren't I? Now, what can I do for you, my dear?
Well, it's this way. I need $80, and I need it badly.
Really? How badly?
Not that badly.
Well, I can dream, can't I?
Well, all I want is a loan against my salary in the future.
Well, Miss Revere, it's against the policy of the store to advance money to an employee.
Oh.
But to a friend, a lovely, understanding friend.
Look, mister, maybe I ain't so smart when it comes to punctuation, but I was taught that it ain't correct to end a sentence with a proposition.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Oh, miss, would you kindly wait on me, please?
Oh, I'm sorry, madam. My mind was on something else. What can I do for you?
Well, I'd like some perfume, please.
Oh, yeah, sure. We have a very fine selection. Passion, Mad Desire, Wild Love.
Don't you have anything for a beginner?
Oh, yes. This bottle of Surrender. Very potent, you know.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. If you've got a date with a man, don't use any of this stuff if you're bluffing. It's $20 an ounce.
Oh, well, I'm interested in something better than that. Do you mind if I just look around a bit?
Oh, not at all.
Smells yummy.
Howdy, babe.
Yes, sir. What can I do for you? Oh, it's you.
You got a good memory for faces. That's good.
Yeah.
Because if I don't get that $80, it'll be nice to remember what your face used to look like.
You mean you're going to take me for a ride, maybe?
No. You've already had your ride.
Oh.
And now you better pay up. And if by some condition which is beyond your control, the dough ain't forthcoming, me and the boys will await your explanations outside in our bulletproof, bloodproof, screamproof car.
But you can't wait out there. You'll get a ticket for parking.
We're used to living dangerously. So long, girlie, and just to remind you, we'll be out there waiting every so often. We'll blow our horn to remind you of our presence.
Oh, you're kidding, ain't you? Just playing games, huh? Ain't
yeah. But we play for keeps. So long, baby.
Bye.
Oh, there. Miss, how much does this bottle cost?
Why, miss, what happened? You look like you've just seen a ghost.
I have. Mine.
Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue. continue in just a moment.
Remember me, your customer?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yes, you. Him.
If you don't mind, I'd rather have a bottle of perfume.
Oh, well, you're in luck. We have that, too.
I'm so glad. I'll take this bottle of First Love. Wrap it, please.
Sure, that'll be $60. $60. Oh,
Jesus. You broke the bottle, you clumsy fool, all over me.
Oh, sorry. It won't happen again.
You can say that again, Miss Revere. You're fired.
Good. Look at me. I'm a mess.
Well, you can't blame that on me.
What have we here?
Well, this awkward girl dropped a $60 bottle of perfume all over me.
$60 worth?
Such unpardonable clumsiness. I'm leaving this store and never shopping here again.
Oh, please don't go, madam. You won't be annoyed by this sales girl again. Miss Revere, leave immediately, but...
Miss Revere, don't you dare leave this store.
Well, thanks, Mr. Endicott. Why, you're not the louse everybody says you are.
Oh, yes, I am. Miss Revere, you're going to keep on working here till you pay off the price of that bottle of perfume you broke.
Oh, I'm proud of you, Mr. Endicott. That's the nastiest thing you've ever done.
But gosh, it'll take me weeks to pay what I owe you, and I'll be glad to stay in this store and work day and night to do it.
You'll probably have to. Well, Miss Revere, since you're staying on, get busy this instant and show this lady another bottle of perfume.
But I'm so nervous right now.
All right, miss, all right. I'll take this bottle of desire at midnight.
Oh, well, yes, miss, I'll wrap it.
Oh, Jesus! Oh, another bottle of perfume all over me. I won't be able to sleep with myself tonight.
Well, you can always sleep in another room.
And shop in another store. Goodbye.
Mr. Endicott, may I fire her now, please?
Well...
Oh, I'll work it off, Mr. Endicott. Day and night I'll stay here and clean up after hours and scrub floors. I'll sleep in the store and never even leave. I know I've broken two bottles of perfume, but I can do better.
Yes, but in a department without glassware, lovely breakable glassware. Mr. Stark.
Come, Miss Revere. Well, Miss Revere, I'm sure you can't break anything here in the curtain department.
Dreamer. Oh, yes, madam. Anything I can do for you?
Yes, thank you. I'm doing over my salon, miss. The decor is going to be strictly Louis XIV.
Oh, that's very good taste, madam. That's one of the nicest Louises.
I think so. Do you have anything in curtains to match this old antique vase?
Yes.
Something quite she-she, if you don't mind. To set off this priceless bit of pottery. It's been in the family for years and years.
The vase, huh?
Yours.
Oh.
Oh, that little slug there seems to be the type of brocade I've been searching for. Would you please hold the vase while I feel the texture?
Oh, certainly. Gosh, this vase sure is delicate.
Oh,
I get it again.
Oh! Beautiful
boss. I think I'm going to faint. Wait for your turn. I'm first.
Miss Rivia, what was that crash?
Oh, you didn't.
Uh-huh.
I shall sue the store for the full value of that boss. $2,000. Good day, miss.
What's so good about it?
Miss Rivia, do you know how much you owe the store now?
I thought you were keeping the score.
Exactly $2,130.
Jeez.
You're going to stay here and work, do every nasty little chore that arises until your debt is paid.
Oh, well, gee, at that rate, I won't really have time to leave the store.
Probably not.
Oh, well, gosh, that's the best news I've heard today.
Regina. Ah, the luggage department. Leather. I'm certain you can't break
it. That ain't going to be easy, but I can try.
Yes, this is Mr. Endicott, the manager, talking. Who? Oh, the First National Bank. Yeah, I know the guards were here to pick up the day's receipts, but I didn't have it ready yet. I had a little trouble with the girl. What? No, in a business way. No, don't send the guards again. I've already packed the money in a suitcase. You're not bad. $113,000. Yes, I'll be right over there. Goodbye. Here we come in.
Mr. Endicott, you'll have to do something right away. She's breaking the place all up.
That Revere girl again?
Oh, no, sir. Mrs. Van Norbert. She claims that one of our sales girls broke a $2,000 vase of hers.
Oh, sounds like Miss Revere's department. Why didn't I just fire her? I don't have the brains of a 2-year-old idiot.
Oh, yes, you do, Mr. Endicott. I mean, you'd better do something to calm Mrs. Van Norbert. She threatens to sue the store unless she gets reimbursed for that vase. She's at the complaint department now, and she's raising an awful, if you'll pardon the expression, stink.
Okay, I'll go right down. Here, take this suitcase and put it in my car, and be very careful with it.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, my, beautiful piece of luggage, this. I've never seen a pigskin bag with gold edging like this before. It must be worth a fortune.
You're not kidding. Now get going with that suitcase.
Yes, sir, at once, sir. Oh, sorry, Mother. Oh, I didn't see you. Did I knock you down?
No. I'm just sitting here practicing my yogi lesson.
Oh, I...
Help me up, please.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. Pardon me, madam, but you smell.
I should. I'm wearing $130 worth of perfume.
Oh.
I've been sniffed at from one end of this store to the other end.
Oh,
my ankle.
Does it hurt bad?
Oh, I think it's broken. Take me to your store, doctor, quick.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, my, such a day. Here, lean on me.
Oh, no, I can't. You'll have to carry me.
Oh, but I can't with this suitcase.
Well, put it down. I may want to use this ankle again. I'll be quick.
But the manager
How
said
How would
that I...
you like a nice, big, fat lawsuit on your hands?
Oh, but we wouldn't, ma'am. Here, I'll leave the suitcase by the counter and rush you to the doctor. Upsy-daisy.
Now, hurry. And you don't have to hold your nose, either.
Well, here we are in luggage, Miss Revere, and for the first time I can breathe easier.
I can't. That woman I splashed all that perfume over must have been down here airing herself out.
I mean I can breathe easier because I feel fairly certain that you can't break any of these pieces of luggage.
Looks like this nervousness of mine must have caught on. One of the suitcases fell off the counter.
Oh, this pigskin job with the gold edging?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are you waiting for, Miss Revere? Put it back on the counter with the other luggage.
Oh, sure. Gee, it's heavy. Feels like it's already packed for a trip.
Well, Miss Revere, I must get back to my department. Now, take over and sell. Sell like crazy.
Yes, sir. Crazy selling is my specialty. Oh, here's somebody that looks like a customer. What can I do for you, sir?
I don't know. What you got that cheap?
Well, how about some nice luggage in case you want to go someplace?
Nope. I've already been someplace.
Now, here's a lovely suitcase. This one.
Oh,
yes. It's genuine pigskin, and we throw in that gold edging free.
Gee, it sure looks smart-like. But it's a little dirty.
Well, you know how pigs are.
Oh, yes.
Anyway, it's on sale. Everything on this counter is $3.95.
Well, I think maybe I'll take that one. Here's your money.
Oh, yes, sir. And here's your change.
Oh, thanks. I'll just take the suitcase with me. Gee, will my wife be surprised when she finds out what I brought? It sure is heavy. What do you think?
How could you leave that suitcase I gave you just lying around? You're nothing but an idiot. A nincompoop. A
moron?
Yes, thanks.
Oh, that's all right.
Now, where did you leave that suitcase?
Oh, let's see. It was right here alongside the luggage counter, sir.
Oh, hello, Mr. Endicott. Anything I can do for you?
I'm looking for a pigskin suitcase trimmed with gold.
With gold? Oh, I'm afraid you're a little late. I just sold the only one we have.
Stole it?
Uh-huh.
Miss Revere, how could you do a thing like that?
Well, Mr. Endicott, I got other talents besides just breaking things.
Miss Revere, do you know how much that suitcase was worth?
Well, I'd say about a buck and a half because it looked a little used. But I got $3.95 for it.
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And it wasn't easy to unload it, either. I had to do quite a selling job.
Mickey, dear, for your information, that bag was worth $113,000.
$113,000? Oh, Mr. Endicott. You and your markup.
Miss Revere, that suitcase was filled with money. Oodles of money to go to the bank. $113,000. Miss Revere.
I know. Now I owe you a little more, don't I?
Get out, you're fired.
But I can't. Outside, they're waiting for me. I might get killed.
Oh, gee, that's swell.
You're fired too, Scott.
Me? But I didn't think...
Mr. Endicott, you can't fire him.
Oh, yes, I can. Now out of my way. I've got to get that money back. I'll call the police. I'll offer a reward of $1,000.
Yes. Oh, do that. Gee, reward. Oh, that would solve everything. Pay for the wrecked car.
Gee, is there anything I can do, Maisie?
Well, just pray that I can find that goon I sold the bag to. He couldn't be very far from the store yet. Mister! Mister! Oh, Mister, with a pink tin suitcase! Oh, fine. I forgot he was still waiting out here.
Well, baby, got the dough?
Don't bother me. I'm looking for a man with a pigskin face and gold edging. I mean, a bag with a stupid face.
Look, miss, the dough.
Well, yeah, that's why. Did you see anybody that fits that description?
No, and I'm glad. Now, about the money.
And the police will soon be here.
The cops?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so long, miss. Forget what I said. I was only kidding.
But Mr. Endicott sent for me.
Yeah, so long, babe.
Did you find him yet, Maisie?
No, but half my troubles are over. What? I'm out here talking to you, and I ain't even dead.
Oh, Maisie, are you all right?
Yeah, but I'll be all right if I find that guy with the suitcase.
Say, miss, I'd like to talk to you.
Oh, go away, mister. I'm looking for somebody. Say, it's you.
Oh, sure it's me. I could have told you that right away.
Uh-huh. The bag. You still got it?
Yeah. And I changed my mind about buying it. It's too heavy to carry.
Oh, yeah. Here's your money back.
Oh, thanks. For a minute, I thought I was going to be stuck with it, though.
Well, we're a reliable company. And, mister, I'm so happy I could kiss you. There.
Gee. Mom told me shopping was fun, but I didn't think it would be this kind of fun.
Oh, there you are, Mr. Endicott. I did it. Here's the suitcase.
With all the money, I think.
Here, let me have that bag.
Okay.
I've got to see if all the money's there. See, it's all there.
Well, how can you tell without counting it?
I used to work in a bank.
Well, how about it?
How about what?
The reward.
Reward?
Yeah. You remember. Before you went to call the cops, you said reward, money, bucks, green stuff, 2,000 of it.
That was before I got it back. Goodbye, Mr. Beers. Cram.
Oh, but Mr. Endicott, you gave your word.
There he is, Sarge. The quick with the suitcase.
Yeah, fits the description. Pigskin with gold trim.
Hey, just a moment, officer. You've got me wrong.
Correction. We've got you right. With the money. Put the bracelets on him, Hennessy.
My pleasure.
Look, you're making a mistake. I'm the manager, and I can prove it.
Okay, start proving.
Well, certainly. One of our sales girls is right here. Mr. Beers.
I beg your pardon, sir. Were you addressing me?
Of course I'm addressing you. Tell these policemen who I am.
Me? I never saw you before in my life. Did I, Scotty?
Yes.
Oh, of course not.
Well, let's go, Raffles.
Chicken, now wait a minute. You know I'm the manager of the store, remember?
Well, how should I know? I don't work here. Remember?
Let's go, Tubby.
Well, somebody's got to know me. Scott, now look. You'd do a favor for a friend, wouldn't you?
Certainly, stranger.
Burrow!
Well, of course, there are ways of people suddenly remembering people. Aren't there, Scotty?
Yeah, so I've heard.
Now, please, miss, have a heart.
Well, I'm trying to think back. And I believe that I can remember better when I'm rewarded about $2,000 worth, maybe.
Here, come on, Bob, I'm double paid. Yeah, now, wait. Okay, $2,000 worth.
And a couple of jobs back?
Yes.
And better working conditions and better pay and 2 weeks vacation for everybody?
Yes, anything.
And a chance for the salespeople to get nasty with the customers once in a while, like during the war. And a whole hour for lunch and standing down
there. just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Here's Maisie.
And so I finally told the truth about Endicott and cleared my conscience. Funny thing about a conscience, if you'd noticed, it doesn't stop you from doing something you shouldn't. It just stops you from enjoying it. With the reward money, I settled for that breakage, and now I'm broke. But there's one good thing about having nothing. Things can't get any worse. Well, it's back to the subway for me again. Gosh, I hate to get into that musty, crowded thing. I must remember to go to the zoo this Sunday for a breath of fresh air.
You have just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie is presented by arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor musical Nancy Goes to Rio, starring Ann Southern, Jane Powell, Barry Sullivan, and Carmen Miranda. Maisie was written by Arthur Phillips. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Loreen Tuttle, Sheldon Leonard, Sidney Miller, Gerald Moore, Joan Banks, Peter Leeds, Frank Nelson, and Shep Menken. Jack McCoy speaking.